You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, I was doing something right up till the last second there, Conrad. I was finding a picture to post for Nightlight Window Fund because I could not find anybody outside because it's too damn cold. So I had to take a picture of myself in front of the window. But it is posted on Facebook, all is well. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. I don't mean to complain right off the bat because there's nothing to complain about. We are live on the air talking about all the things in life that make us happy. And it is great to have you with me here on this Tuesday night. I'm looking at Tuesday, Conrad, and I'm saying, dude, it's on.
It is on.
It's a Tuesday and I don't care. I'm going to have fun anyway. So I look forward to all of us coming together to make this a wonderful show and a great night. Great to have you with me. It is a Tuesday edition of Nightlight. Conrad is back in the saddle. Were you gone Friday too?
No, just one day. Yeah, I went to the game last night.
Oh man,
it was cold. I was bundled up.
Were you? Did you have the long johns on?
Actually, so this is what I did. Okay, I had some really nice sweatpants, and then I put pajama packer pants over them.
He had some really nice sweatpants.
They're thick, as okay. I should say. my brother joined me, and he had long johns.
Okay.
And he said his butt was not cold. Mine got a little cold towards the end there.
What are the seats like there at Lambeau? Is it the benches as you get up high?
The benches,
that's brutal after a while.
And where the gold package, where I'm at, right next store is the next section is like the club seating. And they have the nice chairs.
You're looking at the people be comfortable. How much are those tickets?
The ones that I have?
Yeah. Roughly.
You know, I actually don't know because it's a general price at the start of the year. Like, here's the games for the gold package. You have to pay, I believe, $750 up front.
$750?
Yeah. So it's like, I guess, divide them by the games, and that's how much they're.
So how many games do you get?
This year was three. So I believe next year it's going to be four.
So you get three games for $750. You're paying $250 a ticket.
And they're nice seats. They're great.
Well, they're hard steel seats.
But, how much sitting are you really doing, You stand up. And
last night, 10 to 7.
It
was a defensive battle. It just seems like, I know you're just happy to be there. And when we go to sports contests, it's fun. But it seems like you should have better seats for what you're paying. They should throw on a cushion at least.
Yeah, right. I know, but it gives
they know people don't care.
That history. You're sitting on someone sat there in the 1930s.
I think of all the asses that sat on this bench. It just makes me smile. Well, your Packers had a tough time 2 weeks in a row at home.
Yeah,
and they were picked. A lot of people had the Packers going to the Super Bowl. Not that it can't still happen.
Well,
but slumping a bit.
That's the first time since 22. That we lost two home games in a row.
Oh, was that? It was Rodgers then was the quarterback still, right?
Yeah, tough game over.
It's like the bizarro world because the Bears won the last two games with high drama.
Yeah.
And the Packers lose two games at home. It's like, and as a Bear fan who's traumatized, I'm not ready to buy in. Like, I'm happy with those wins, but I still don't. I know what the Packers represent. Like, when we play you guys, it's going to be like,
I don't think it's a fantasy. I think they look great.
No, Williams, he's great at the drama and the comeback, but he gives you a heart attack. And if I see him do that spin move one more time, I'm like, just throw the ball.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel about Jordan Love too. Sometimes when he gets out of the pocket and like, all right. And you can throw the ball away. That won't hurt anything. A sack would.
Well, I feel like I kind of overstated, as a Bear fan who's been watching the Packers dominate us for so long with coach after coach, quarterback after quarterback, I sang the praises. I personally get a little annoyed when people rip on Matt LaFleur because I see the coaches you guys have had. We've had one boob after another until this guy. But like, and I'm like, you guys are spoiled. But last night I kind of felt like, okay, yeah, this one might be on LaFleur or Love. You know?
You know, it was just the whole offense. You know, Jordan Love missed open receivers down the field. Like, he'd be like, oh, I'm going to throw a chuck down here and wide open guy down. But he also had receivers dropping the ball on him. We also had a wide receiver turn quarterback, turn wide receiver again in wide receiver one spot last night. So that wasn't the greatest thing. But we had Matthew Golden out. So, I mean, Tucker Kraft not being on the field really hurts too.
Right.
But I'm hoping next week we can kind of turn around because it's against the Giants. They don't have a coach right now, I believe.
I'll tell you what, though, that Jackson Dart. Is it Jackson Dart?
He might be out next week. Okay. So it's Russell Wilson.
Or Jameis?
Yeah. And honestly, I'd rather start Jameis. Russell, did you see him? I don't know if you saw that game when he came in.
Oh, the Bears game? Yeah.
Yeah, when he came in, it was just like, why is he even out there?
Well, however, I like watching the game, and I'm like, oh, no, here we go. He's going to be Russell Wilson, but he's not.
No,
he's old.
He's not him.
He's not him.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't look like him. That's a Sunday night game.
Do you see when he ran? It's like when guys over 40 take off. It's like, oh,
yeah,
just go down.
So I went with my buddy to a bar and to watch that game, and it was one of the worst games I've watched in a while.
Oh, you watched it on Sunday?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Hey, we got to talk a little bit about Veterans Day today, because this is a big day in our country, Veterans Day. I know that this is also, or yesterday, I guess, was the Marines' birthday, the Marine Corps' birthday. So I got my picture up a day late of my dad and my daughter. My daughter was a former Marinette Marine, Marinette High School, and my dad is a former Marine. So they're my two favorite former Marines. But happy birthday to all the Marines out there from yesterday, and happy Veterans Day to everybody today. And let's just get right to the question of the night, I think. Let's get this out there.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, we're throwing a curveball tonight, folks. It's not really a question tonight. But it is Veterans Day, so please share the name of a veteran you admire. Let's do that. In honor of all the veterans, share the name of a veteran you admire, and I will read it on the radio, and we will pay homage to these people who served our country. I'll go first. Like I mentioned, my dad, who was a Marine, and my Uncle Joe, his brother, who was a Marine. My Uncle Jim was a Marine. My grandpa was in the Navy. My Uncle Jack. Get this, Conrad. All right, my Uncle Jack, my grandma's brother, was on a bus headed to San Francisco to go to World War II. I guess it would have been in 1945. The bus pulls over to the side of the road, like around, let's say, Omaha, Nebraska, and it's just sitting there for an hour. And finally, the bus driver comes over the speaker and goes, you're going home, boys. War's over. Like, would that be the greatest feeling in the world? Like, you signed up, you're going, but before you can go, you showed your bravery, but you don't have to go, you're going home. What an amazing story.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
Fantastic. And then I have two good family friends, John Corwin and Ted Hoff. Ted was also a Marine. So a lot of veterans in my family, a lot of veterans I'm connected to friend-wise. Thank you all for your service. And do you have someone, Con?
Yeah, my grandpa, Carl Krieger.
Carl Krieger?
Yeah.
Carl with a K?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's awesome. So, Carl Krieger, thank you for your service. Anybody listening, I know we talk about TV and movies, and we still will tonight because that's what we do here, and comedy and music. But, you know, share the name of a veteran today. It is Veterans Day, and all these veterans deserve our respect because they show great bravery and courage. And if you want to share the name of a veteran in your family or friend or just one you admire, could be Jimmy Stewart was a veteran. Anybody you want to recognize. Please do that on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Very easy to use. If you don't have the Civic Media app, do yourself a favor and download it. It's a piece of cake, and you can take all your favorite Civic Media hosts and shows, get the news feed, sign up for Civic Media Today. It's all great stuff, and it's on the app. And if you're watching the radio on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, or X, leave us a comment over the stream, and we will read it on the radio. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. always nice to get those on Facebook or YouTube. Where can you get likes and follows other than Facebook and YouTube?
X.
Instagram? X.
Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. We're not on Blue Sky. I post there every day, like I do on X. But we're
yeah,
not
I don't.
On,
I don't know if you can stream actually.
I don't
on
think
there.
You can.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that. But you know, reach out anyway. I'll respond. Great to have you here, folks. I want to take a moment here to read as well something that really cool is going on. Catherine Lake here at Civic Media. She is the manager at WMDX, our Madison affiliate headquarters, if you will. She is the producer of the John and Gordy Show. Or station manager. And she had this great idea. She said, why don't we show your film, The Godfather of Green Bay, here in Madison, and we'll do like this fun screening and we'll give some of the proceeds to the Dane County Humane Society. And I thought, great, you know, I like some animals. Let's do that. So it was organized. Jen Emmert and Catherine and John and Gordy are behind this, and Arthur, all the people, John Scott, that are helping out with this. Thank you. It's going to be December 4th. At the brand new Atwood Music Hall in Madison in the Atwood neighborhood, December 4th. It's a Thursday. The doors open at 6. The show starts at 7. It's about an hour and 25 minutes. The sponsor is Downdrin's Distilling. Very excited about that, as well as the John and Gordy Show. And I'm excited. I've never been to the Atwood Music Hall, but it is supposed to be just a fantastic facility. And it's going to be a really fun night. John and Gordy are going to introduce the movie and introduce me, and then we'll do a Q&A afterwards about the movie. And the movie stars Tony Goldwyn, Lauren Holly, Lance Barber, Thomas Lennon, me, and then there's Eric Price, Rob Martin, Mark Borchardt, guys we found in Milwaukee, guys we found in Chicago, some of my comedy buddies, Mike Toomey, Jimmy Pardo, Mike Siegel, who is hilarious, Steve Seeger, and they've all been on this show, and they're all in the film. And it was Tracy Thorpe, another great Chicago actress. So we got really lucky. We found great talent in the Midwest and had great talent in the film. The Bodines did the music. Kurt Newman wrote a score. It's a real Wisconsin film, so to speak. And I poke a little fun at Northern Wisconsin bar culture. You ever been in a Northern Wisconsin bar, Connor?
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, you meet the funnest characters. They're just great. So anyway, December 4th, come on out. It'll be a fun night of movie watching and maybe some cocktails, a little Q&A, and we'll see what happens. It should be fun. I thought of you, Conrad. Don't take that the wrong way. But okay. This was funny because we've talked about Saltburn on this show.
Yeah. Great movie. Great movie.
Jacob Elordi, the Aussie actor who was in the movie, it has a very memorable scene where he's taking a bath, and let's say he just he practices some self-preservation, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes to town on himself, and Barry Keoghan's character is watching and goes in and does something after Jacob Elordi leaves the bathtub. It's disgusting. Jacob Elordi is saying Americans are prudish, or people who had an issue with that scene are prudish.
I think that's everywhere. You know, it's like... Yeah. I don't think anyone wants to see that.
Yeah. Well, what is he saying? Like, oh, in Australia, we do this kind of thing all the time. Really?
Okay. I guess we're not going to Australia, you know?
Not drinking anybody's disgusting bathwater. Well, maybe Sydney Sweeney's.
Well, that's.
I just use her soap.
You can get it in a soap form.
I just use her soap. I thought that cracked me up, though. When we come back, I'm going to tell you guys something that really irritates me about the Brady Bunch. We're going to read your text, and I'm going to tell you who is on the show, because we got a great show tonight, including the star of A Cherry Pie Christmas that was shot in Door County. That's all coming up next. It's Peach Wamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. I could feel at the time there was no
knowing for the leaves in the night. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. A Tuesday edition, if you will. Our question of the night is not really a question tonight. It's Veterans Day, so I'm just asking all of you to recognize veterans or someone that you know that served or, you know, it could even be a celebrity or a politician who served or whatever, just someone you admire and you'd like to say thank you to on Veterans Day. So happy Veterans Day to all who are listening. Tonight on the show, folks, a really fun show tonight. Craig Knitt will be here at 6:35. Craig made a really fun movie called Daniel Needs to Leave, starring our friend Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheels, as he is affectionately known around here. Both these guys have been on the show several times, and they're very prolific. Like, they make a lot of short films. They're always putting up new stuff. I really admire that in filmmakers, because I think it's great that they just have it inside them that they always want to shoot something, even if it's a 5-minute film, a 20-minute film, a feature film, whatever. I love that they exercise that creative muscle. They always seem to have new stuff. And Wheeler is in this film that Craig is going to talk to us about tonight called Daniel Needs to Leave. He's the featured character, main character. And the film will play at the Waiwege International Film Festival this week, which will be fun. And then Daniel Wheeler has another film there that he directed. And we talked to Daniel a little bit about that last night. So Craig is going to come in and talk to us about that. There's also, they had a screening recently of the giant spider invasion in Rhinelander. So we're going to find out how that went. This cult classic from 1975, directed by Bill Rabane, that a group of Northeast Wisconsin filmmakers, Craig, J.B. Thompson, Dan Davies, these guys are redoing it. Or I'm not redoing it, but adding scenes to the film to kind of update it a little bit. Fascinating venture. Very excited to see how it turns out. Craig will be here at 6:35 in studio. And then this is exciting, too. It'll be our first interview with Katie LeClaire, who is one of the stars of A Cherry Pie Christmas that was shot in Door County. I have not seen the film yet. Conrad, have you seen it?
I have not.
It's rated NC-17. I find that strange.
Hmm.
I'm joking. Do you know what that rating is? It's got no reaction at all.
Probably PG. I was like, for a second, I'm like, wait, a Christmas movie? Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, Christmas of...
Home Alone's rated R, so.
Yeah, Home Alone is rated R, correct.
It's the trench look.
Because of the Pesci butt scene. So anyway, Katie will be here. Very excited to talk to her. She spent time in Door County making this film. She's a very accomplished actress, especially in this genre. It seems like she makes a lot of these fun romantic movies. She's also a producer on this film, and she will be here at 7:35. So that will be fun, too. We'll talk a little Door County, a little Christmas movie. We've got it all tonight, folks, so we got a lot to cover. This really irritated me. Do you know the show The Brady Bunch? I know it was before your time.
I think I've seen probably like 2 episodes.
Every so often, this Barry Williams cannot seem to let, and whatever, it defined his career, I get that. But like, he is always coming out with a tell-all book about how he kissed Florence Henderson and they had this chemistry. Now he had chemistry with Marsha, his sister on the show, played by Maureen McCormick. He's always talking about how they kissed and they had this sexual chemistry. It's like they were teenagers. It's so gross. And now they have a new show coming out. It's on the CW. And Sherwood Schwartz's son is one of the producers. And even he's talking about, oh, there was a scene where they were sitting on the bed and they had this undeniable sexual chemistry. I'm like, take it easy, perv. Like, make a movie where they're all in an old folks home and getting it on or something. At least that's gross too, but that's not as creepy gross. Well, it's creepy. But it's called TV We Love, this docuseries on the CW. And it's, Lloyd Schwartz and Barry Williams are behind it. And Barry Williams does this. And I'm like, they must just need money. Because they're trying to sell this. And it's so strange. It was such like a wholesome show. It's kind of laughable when you look back at it. Like, it doesn't really hold up. It's just kind of whatever. But it's part of a lot of people's childhood. I lived, when I was in L.A., about a mile and a half from the Brady Bunch home. That was really cool. But it's just, I feel like the whole franchise has been compromised with Barry Williams talking about how he had the hots for all of his cast members when he was a teenager. It's like, just stop. Make another TV movie of the week with the surviving members of the Brady Bunch. But this has just got to stop. It's disgusting. All right. Did you say we had one Facebook comment? Because I couldn't, social media comment?
Yeah, we did.
Who was that? Was it Eric Ratzak?
Yes, it was.
What did he say about his favorite veteran?
One second. Let me pull it.
Chris Casper.
He did honor his grandpa, I believe.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, his grandpa, Bill, I don't want, Falatic, I believe is how you say it.
It's not popping up on my Facebook for some reason.
So he says, U.S. Navy served in World War II. One of his flashcards I have used for identifying ships. If you want to see the picture, you can go to our Facebook page.
That's awesome. Thank you, Eric. I have a picture of my grandpa, too, on a, I think he was on a destroyer, and he's got, like, the Navy shorts on and the shirt, and it's just, it's such an iconic-looking photo. But thank you to your grandpa. And on the stream, Casper says, I was, oh, in relation to the, he's talking about the Packer game last night, because Casper's a big Vikings fan. We're covering all the bases here in the NFC North. Chris says, I was hoping for a 0-0 tie between the Packers and the Eagles. And he says a 40-40 tie and a 0-0 tie in the same season would have been awesome. Well said, Chris. And thank you again for all your help here with our equipment last night. We have a phone call?
Yeah, Ollie from the North Woods.
Hey, Ollie, we can either do this after the news, or you got about 45 seconds. Your call.
Oh, how about we do it after the news?
Oh, okay. Ollie's got an epic story
for
us. This
is a long one.
All right, Ollie. We will talk to Ollie after the news. Ollie, stand by. Dave Kunis just says, yup, on the stream. I don't know what that means, Con.
He's excited.
About the Packers?
I don't know. About Ollie's story.
That came before. I think he's upset with Casper. I'm always trying to get Casper in a fight with someone because he's so big. Chris from Sun Prairie says, almost forgot my other good friend, Tim Robinson. Thanks, Tim, for your service. We must have missed another. We'll read Chris's other text when we come back. All right. And Craig Knitt is here after the news, and we'll take Ollie's phone call. It's all happening on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. It's Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Been on a fast train, and it's going off the rail, and you can't come back, can't come
back again. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I am Peach Wabba, and it is great to have you with me. Here's the first part of that text from Chris in Sun Prairie, honoring my dad, Jack. I hope I'm saying this right, Chris Erb. My brother, Casey Erb, my uncle, Gene Zeman, and my good friend Craig Firm. Chris knows all these people where the last names can go a lot of different directions. I don't want to insult anybody. He says, all Army vets, thank you for your service. Thank you for your text, Chris, and thank you to all of Chris's veterans. That's awesome. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, if you can, play actor Charles Durning's story of the landing at Normandy during D-Day. He was one of the survivors. I know that story, Tyler. And Con, make a note, take a memo to find that. It is a great story. In fact, Jamie McShane, who's been on this show, who's an actor, I believe shared the screen with Charles Durning, told me that story. And it is a great story. So that's Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids. And Tyler did not mention breasts in any form in this text. He put the breasts aside,
yeah,
so to speak, and honored Charles Durning. Thank you, Tyler. That's great. We will we'll do that. We've got Ollie from the North Woods. Let's take our call from Ollie, and then we'll bring our guest on. Good evening, Ollie.
Good evening. I won't be mentioning the front end, the front parts of women either.
But, well, you have a good track record. You're fine. It's this Tyler that we have to worry about. But it's good to talk to you, Ollie. What's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Well, I would like to first off thank all the vets who have given their lives in one way or another. Also the National Guard, who are helping to keep our cities safe when they would rather be at home with their family where they belong.
Exactly.
And I would like to honor my dad, Byron, who served for 22 and a half years in the Army.
Nice.
I have uncles and great uncles and great great uncles who were in the Army, and also an uncle and his three sons, Terry, Tom, Mike. The uncle was named Mutz. They were all served in the Navy.
Very nice.
God bless them all.
That's great, Ollie.
My little story quick. My dad served 22 and a half years because the first half a year he signed, forged his mother's signature and joined the Army when he was only 17. And he got away with being not getting caught for 6 months, and then they sent him home, and he had to wait until he turned 18 and got his mom's permission to join.
Wow. Again. That is great, Ollie. Thank you to all of your family for their service, and thank you for the phone call, my friend.
All right.
Have a great night. I just realized my father-in-law, Tom O'Neill, my wife's dad, joined the Navy when he was 17 as well. Got a waiver, signed up. So I want to thank him and also my cousin, Pat Keene, who is also a Marine. A ton of Marines in my family. And I am not a Marine. I'm just a radio host, Craig, and it's good to have you here. Craig Knitt joins me in studio. He's been here before, folks. You know him. He's a regular here at Nightlight and a very prolific filmmaker here in Green Bay. Does great work with kids, teaching them how to make films, and it's great to have you here, buddy.
Today. Yeah, it's great to be here. I love to rub elbows with you every once in a while, Pete, and talk about our projects. I think that's awesome.
And you brought us salsa again.
I did! You know what, though? I have to tell you, it's not going to be as hot as the salsa was last year. My pepper plant, for some reason, it kind of fizzled up. But this weekend, I picked off these little pea-sized peppers off of it. They were so tiny. Huh. And my brother's like, give it a try. And I'm like, I nibbled on it, and it was like a real sweet little pepper. And then the second bite darn near killed me. Oh, my God. It was so hot.
Craig, when did this happen where eating peppers became a testosterone thing? I have friends that are like, that's a ghost pepper, man. Like,
oh, God.
You're
these
not
are beyond
fighting
ghost
a guy
peppers.
In an alley. I know it's hot, but relax. It doesn't make you more of a man. Like, calm down. I like salsa that's like has a kick.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah, me
too.
You
can have flavor. If it's
absolutely,
just burning a
absolutely.
Hole in my mouth, what fun is that?
No, I'm with you on that. But I do think that even that heat has some flavor, too. When it gets up to that apocalyptic level, then it's really not
right.
a flavor anymore. It's just something that you definitely don't want to get in your eyeballs.
And I didn't mean, it sounded like I was yelling at you. I wasn't taking
Yeah, what
that
the
out.
Heck, Pete? You know, give me my salsa back, you guys. Gee whiz.
I tried a scorpion pepper pickle once.
Oh, wow.
And that was terrible.
Put hair on your chest?
Well, let's just say I was under the faucet for about 2 hours.
There's a place down south in Gatlinburg called the Pepper Palace.
Okay.
And they got all kinds of hot sauces there, all kinds of pepper stuff. And as I was going out, I was told this guy that was going in, I'm like, hey, man, that one sauce there, have some respect for it. I love hot stuff, but I really want to give you some respect for it. And he's like, I'm gonna take some of that, and I'm going to have that. It's going to be great. And
that's the guy I'm talking about.
He was in the restroom before I even got out of the store. It was hilarious.
It's like, we know you're a guy.
Yeah, yeah. He was a big, tough guy, that's for sure.
And it's food.
Laid him
you,
flat.
Did you try the... the stuff he gave us this
last I gave last year, yeah, I, yeah. That was great. With I had some salty chips with it.
Hot
and it
diggity.
Was great.
Chris Casper says, I like some spice to the level of making my forehead sweat. Heat for the sake of heat is some machismo BS. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, when your Casper. Forehead sweats, that's pretty hot too.
It's pretty hot, but I don't know. I was at a restaurant this past weekend, La Cabana in Marinette, and it's Their salsa is like perfect. It's like the perfect amount of flavor and kick. Delicious. Casper all says, what should do is open up your sinuses and literally help you taste the flavor of the food more. It shouldn't hurt.
Okay, yeah, you could.
But
I
your
could
stuff is
that.
Hot, but it's
oh, no.
got
I've,
great flavor.
I've spent years hot, trying but... to get that to that level, and it's weird because I don't know if you realize this, guys, but there was not any onion in that salsa.
I didn't want to say that.
That's not my thing. I don't want onions in there. So I'm the guy that's going to make that special brand of salsa for everybody out there that's not an onion lover.
Okay. That's
and
a
I've
niche.
That's definitely a niche. But I've got the flavors right where I want them to be. And every year I tweak it just a little bit. But darn it, we got it close.
Dude, I love that you're here.
Yeah, we got to talk movies.
Craig Knitt is here. He is a Green Bay-based filmmaker. He has a movie called Daniel Needs to Leave, which I saw. This is a really fun film, and it's going to be at the Waiwega International Film Festival this week. Tell us about Daniel Needs to Leave. Great title, by the way.
I'm glad that you like it, Pete. It was initially called The Wisconsin Goodbye, because that's what everybody, you know, we all have had that Wisconsin Goodbye where you want to leave, you need to leave a place, but everybody at that time, you know, they had all night to talk to you, but at that time is the time where they're like, hey, you got that, you want to try the Kringle that I brought? You got to try this.
Right.
Or we need to talk about this. And it's like, you just need to get going at that point.
Yeah.
And then you get to the car and there's still that leaning on the car for a while. So right. I'm so familiar with that. JB Thompson is one heck of a Wisconsin goodbye aficionado.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah.
He won't let you leave.
Well, we just get talking about stuff all the time, so we can't stop. And my buddy Tom, he's pretty good at that, too. All these people that I know, you never want to leave because there's always an interesting conversation that's taking place. And it could always be a seed for a movie, Pete.
Not always.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes
you
get trapped. That's just a thing. Like, I'll leave the room. When I've been sitting there for an hour with my wife, I'll get up and where are you going? Like, I'm just going in the other room.
Yeah.
I've been sitting here for an hour. You could have talked to me. Or when I leave the house, she'll have something to say to me. It's like, wait a minute.
Right. Come on.
That's just a Wisconsin. Maybe that's a Wisconsin marriage.
It was initially called The Wisconsin Goodbye. And I'm like, okay, I want to shoot this movie. And I want to kind of capture that. And I thought it was a brilliant idea, just kind of as is, where you're trying to get out of this party and you're having a hard time. But then I talked to a couple other friends. I got a buddy out in California that's into the film stuff. And he was at all these parties this last week for Stranger Things, for the Ed Gein, the monster thing.
Yep.
So he was at all of these things and he's sending me pictures. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Well, kid, you got too much of a life there, buddy.
Yeah.
But he kind of said, you know, this is kind of a bland story. What if you had something really major happen in the third act? And then I think it was him and JB that kind of suggested that it goes almost to zombie land at that point where they can't just get out of there. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love it. So that was kind of where it. And because we did that, it's also been able to be into two different horror film festivals.
Needs to Leave.
Yeah, and it's not really a horror movie, but it switches into that genre for a moment of time.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious because it does so, but it just works, I think.
So let me ask you this. So tell people, I think we covered the broad strokes. This is Daniel, played by Daniel Wheeler, who's also been on the show. He was on here last night.
An incredible artist.
And he's a good actor. He's the perfect cast for that movie. He's got such an unassuming, nice guy kind of quality. It was great, but he's trying to leave a party, and people keep cornering him, and that's basically what the movie
Absolutely.
Is about.
Absolutely, yeah. And he's so sweet. So it was just like, out of everybody that I know, I was going to play that role, but then I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to shoot this and play that role. I can't. So Daniel would be so perfect at it.
He was really good.
And he is. He is so soft-spoken at time, and he's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know? So giving him, he knew what I was looking for as far as the actions and whatnot and how to respond. And if you watch his face, it's just so golden.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's just like, oh, my God. It's like, okay, I got to get going. But he's too polite to just walk away, just like everybody here in Wisconsin.
That's why you got to do the Irish goodbye.
I know.
You know, I knew guys like, this was brilliant. Like, they would go to a party. They were trying to do like the Hollywood party thing, but they also had a family.
Yep.
So one guy in particular I knew would walk in the front door. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, he'd grab a beer, take a couple of sips. And he'd literally go out the back door and he was gone. And you never know, like later in the week, you'd be like, oh yeah, Bill was at that party.
Hey, where's Bill?
But you don't really miss him either because there's enough people there.
He's in the pictures.
Yeah. So tell people, Craig, the other unique thing I think about this film, which I think was, I mean, there's been other stuff that has been shot on iPhones, but you kind of.
Oh, yeah.
You did like one take almost, or at least it seems like that.
It was kind of out of necessity, Pete, because I don't like to inconvenience my actors. And I wanted to do something that we could get done in 4 hours. And this is, you know, to shoot a 11 minute long short film in 4 hours is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we just kind of mapped it out. We did a walkthrough and then I utilized a stabilizer so that I put my phone. Yeah. I used my iPhone, put the iPhone on this stabilizer. I bought a $500 microphone set up from Best Buy to get the audio right, and then never use it because I didn't have time to figure it out.
Oh,
and
really?
And then glided it through the party, past everybody, doing a couple of spin arounds as I'm going through there, and it worked out so beautifully. And we did run about three takes on everything. So it was just a walkthrough to give everybody a feel for how it worked.
It's like a Steadicam almost.
Yeah, it was definitely like a Steadicam. But by the third time, they kind of knew what they were shooting for, and we just went with it. And it just, everything kind of came together at that point. So it was really, really cool.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll talk more about that and where you can see that film. That's coming up this week, too, when we come back after this really short break with our pal Craig Knitt. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting to fall.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. It's a good Wisconsin band, Garbage.
Is that from Wisconsin? They're from Wisconsin?
Yeah, Butch Vig and Steve Marker. That's their band.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, great guys from Madison. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Ross from Crawford County. Our question tonight is not really a question. It's more of a statement. I'm asking you to share your favorite veterans, if they're in your family or your friend group or even a celebrity that you like that served, if you want to pay homage. Please feel free to use our text line to do that or drop us a stream comment or a comment on the app. Ross from Crawford County says, a couple of veterans who lost their lives in the line of duty that I worked with. One while on active duty, whose name was Jason at Fort Lewis, Washington, and then another fellow while I was in the reserve named Jeff in Iraq. Ross, thank you for your service and very sorry for your loss, my friend, but thank you for sharing those names. It's great. It's great to hear from everybody tonight and sharing all these great these people that served. Let's do another one here. Nick from Marshall in the 608 says, my favorite veteran is my deceased grandfather, Leroy Hoot Holsworth, who served in the Navy during the Korean War and also as a Dane County deputy sheriff for over 30 years. Very great man. I miss him very much. Nick, thank you for listening to this show and sharing your thoughts there.
It's got a great nickname too. Hoot.
Hoot, yeah.
I love that.
Sounds like a fun guy.
Oh, yeah, heck
you
yeah.
Can't, it's not like he's a sad sack with a right, nickname like right. that, right? All right, my guest is Craig Knitt. Coming up at 7:35, folks, Katie LeClaire will be here. She was in the film A Cherry Pie Christmas in Door County. They filmed it last spring, and that's pre-recorded content. We interviewed Katie earlier. So if you have texts, get them in before 7:30 if you can.
She's not going to be here tonight?
No, you're going to have to go out to L.A. and
doggone it.
Be that guy.
Aw, geez.
Taking the celebrity bus tour and dropping her off at her house. Craig Knitt is here. We're talking about his film, Daniel Needs to Leave, a great film. You shared that with me about 3-4 weeks ago, and I just really liked it. Great filmmaking, great acting, and you, not just Daniel, but everybody at the party.
Oh, yeah.
You, as a director, you got them to be very natural, and you really felt like you were dropped into a party just watching this.
And that's really all I really wanted.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody was like, what should I say? What should I talk about? Well, all right. Well, what do you want to talk about? What would be something that you would talk about at a party?
Yeah.
Well, I could talk about this. Ah, perfect. That's
right.
I don't know what I should talk about. Okay, we'll talk about maple syrup. I don't know nothing about maple syrup.
It's just because the camera's on, right?
Well, yeah, whatever. So it's they all did such a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And I have a number of cameos in the film because I see myself in the window reflections.
Oh.
But I did what I could to remove the most obnoxious one. So it's like I got rid of my reflection. All the other ones kind of blend into the rest of the party. But one of the points of the whole process there too, Pete, is that I run into so many people that want to make a movie. They want to make a movie, but they don't have this, you know, multi-million dollar equipment to make something.
Yeah.
And it's not about that. It's about the story. It's about the Absolutely. Idea that you have. And I used my cell phone. And it worked more than sufficiently. And if I would have tried to shoot that with my better cameras, I never would have got it done in that amount of time.
It's weird, Craig, because there are people who are all about production value, and then there are people who are about story. I'm a story guy. I remember being at AFM once, and I'm standing around watching. They're playing a clip of a movie, and it's a Rodney Dangerfield film, and it was God awful. I was about to make jokes.
Rodney Dangerfield, and it was bad?
It was, wow. Well, it was a bad movie. He's okay. Funny. I don't remember the name of it. It was probably 15 years ago, but all these guys are studying it. They're all reps, you know, and they're like, looks good. Like, all they're looking at is the production value.
Yeah.
But I would rather watch something on YouTube that holds my interest.
Yes.
I mean, I like production value.
Oh, absolutely.
Saying, you know?
And I think there's a lot more to a story.
Yeah.
But with that said, I'm humbled. I am humbled because of what Daniel Wheeler did with The Voice in the Vessel.
That
thing is gorgeous.
Really
it
beautiful.
Looks so beautiful. And they did not credit one of their producers, one of my best buddies, Tom Thorne.
Uh-oh.
That's whose house Daniel met Jason at. So that's kind of what got that whole ball of wax started. And Daniel collects people. So he's watching people and he's like, okay, that guy could be this character in my movie.
Okay.
When he met my mom, he wasn't like, oh, what a sweet lady. She could make me some soup. He's like, what could I put? What movie? I could make her a witch. And I'm like, damn it, Daniel, don't make my mom a witch. But he did, and it was fantastic. And my mom won an acting award for that first film that he did.
Nice.
So here we are talking about story, but then there's this other side of that visual aspect of it and the cinematography. So what do we, you know, and there has to be this marriage of the two.
Yeah.
Like, he's making me up my game as far as production value is concerned.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Waiwege International Film Festival, Craig. That's this weekend.
Absolutely.
Wednesday
if you guys,
through Sunday.
If y'all can make it there, as my buddy Dan Davies likes to say, it's like a half an hour from Appleton as the crow drives. And
a half hour from Appleton. I thought it was like a half hour from here.
Not quite. It's a little bit further than that. It's probably about 45 minutes to an hour from Green Bay. Keep that in mind if you're driving.
Okay.
But Ian Teal and Kathy Feel have been running that festival for, you know, 15 years, I think it is, and been doing just magnificent things in Waiwege for theater.
Yeah.
So Kathy is so dedicated to theater productions, and Ian and her have both worked on some big time films. One of the movies that they did had Tony Soprano in it, the main actor.
Gandolfini?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and they shot it when he was in New York and kind of just starting out.
Oh, cool.
And he's brilliant in it.
Daniel was on the show last week. Ian was on the show last week and talked about the Opera House. I'm going Thursday.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I am so excited to have you being there too, Pete.
You're gonna
get a chance to see what it looks like. And it is a beautiful place. I'm always surprised at the people that come to it. It's like they don't look like your typical film festival audience, but it's just the people that live in that area that want something cool to do.
That's so cool. All right, we're going to pick it up. Act Two is coming up next, and we'll tell you about another film in Waiwege that Craig wants to bring up that I have a special interest in. So we'll do that in Act Two. Don't go anywhere, folks. Katie LeClaire at 7:35 and more with Craig Kinnett after intermission here. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Can't take my eyes off you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.